Graphic: Three suspected migrants drowned near Texas border. By Cartel Chronicles on April 30, 2021. Piedras Negras, Coahuila, Mexican authorities found the bodies of three drowned men this week who are believed to be migrants. So far there have been 53 drownings in the border state of Coahuila in 2021. The spike in local drownings comes at a time when the region continues to see hundreds of Central American migrants arriving each week with hopes of crossing into Texas. Authorities found the first body early this week on a small island on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande. Coahuila authorities revealed that due to an advanced state of decomposition, they believe he died several days before discovery. Officials have not been able to identify the man and only described him as a male between 30 and 35 years of age with a goatee and tattoos. Several hours later, authorities responded to a call of another body in a rural area in the outskirts of the city. That victim was described as a man in his 20s wearing military-style clothing. While it remains unclear if the victim was a migrant, he also appears to have drowned. 1 hour later, authorities responded to a rural community known as El Morral, approximately 12 miles northwest of Piedras Negras, to reports of another body also described as a young adult male. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by C. E. Herrera and J. M. Martinez from Coahuila.